Hey, everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 53. Still scares me.
I thought this was volume 2, number 1.
No, we're not going to renumber. Not until we get close to 100.
52.1?
When we get to 100, we'll renumber, and then when we get close to 100 the second time, we'll renumber to 200.
Right.
I thought this was 52.1.
No, we're not doing point ones.
Pineapple Star.
That's what the Saturday ones will be, the point ones.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they're unnecessary.
Adam and I think they're very necessary. Speaking of which, Adam's not here, and I'm very disappointed.
Adam misses less than I do.
I know. Something apparently must have come up.
That's okay.
He'll be still alive.
Small group. Nobody calling in from out of town or across town.
You should check out Nick's new Twitter account. The best, what is it, best comic panels ever or something?
Oh, is that his?
I'll have to look it up.
I saw him link to it, but all right.
No.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean this isn't important. Well, it's not important. None of these are important, but...
it's important to me.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll introduce you to the cast that's here. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
Matt Little.
Ryan Sargent.
Donnie.
Just Donnie.
Just Donnie.
That's how he just goes by. Just Donnie.
It's Donnie.
You know, he's like Michael
Tiger. I want people finding my address and tracking me down.
Oh, I understand.
Big Brother's watching.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll try to run you down.
Well, you are in the presence of a movie star.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah, we did. Now, just to mock all the people that didn't show up, we got to watch Ryan's movie debut.
You all missed it.
And it, never to be seen again.
Nope.
But it was something, and we will be taunting about him about it.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see that back as a young pup.
Yes.
Younger pup.
Young punk, even,
What, 18?
He was wearing superhero t-shirts, so we're very proud.
With a lightsaber.
Yep.
Yes, and a lightsaber. Oh, there was a lot involved in this.
Breakdancing, lightsaber fighting, and not going to the guidance office. Mike Barrett knows what I'm talking about. Thanks, Mike.
Does Mike listen?
He does. He told me. He Facebooked me a little while ago and asked me exactly what episodes of the podcast I was in. And when I would be returning to the podcast, so thanks for listening.
He didn't even ask me that.
I figured maybe that's why he asked.
I see him every week and he doesn't even ask me that.
Yes. So Nick's new Twitter account is at Comic Book Panels. Very interesting. He posts a lot of great panels over time.
Well, I saw he posted Bat-Cow.
Who wrote that?
Grant Morrison.
What? Oh.
I don't know who that guy
that
is.
That guy. That hack.
Yeah.
Scottish hack. It's the...
The
bat!
The bat. I don't think he said freaking.
He did not say freaking, no.
It's a family podcast.
Yeah.
So
that's
wait.
It. That's all there is. There's no more.
So wait, Scott Snyder's the only one that's allowed to swear on the podcast?
Yes. Only guests who I'm in no way going to correct.
Sorry, Scott. You can call in anytime.
Anytime,
watch the language, please.
Yes. It's okay. He was quoting.
Fookin'.
Stop. So we don't. Being it's just a small group, and we started off literally watching a movie. We're just going to kind of talk about whatever we've been liking lately. Don't see the point in. And we're also getting started way late, so rather than going through the second half of the previews, we'll do that later. Just want to give a little pitch right now before we get started for the new Comic Perks card that a lot of people, which is really cool, have taken advantage of. And basically for me, it's just actually delving into real marketing. But for you, it's a chance to get a cool card with the logo on it and earn points every time you purchase something. You get points on the card. Once you hit 100 points, you get a $10 coupon off your next purchase. So,
well, there's no real coupon.
I just take it off, but... Rather than say you get nothing.
Well, yeah, you get a credit. I mean,
you get credit. You get points. Yeah. But it's just a way, you know, the more you spend, the more you earn. And just a way to me do a little different marketing. I can do lots of things like right now we're doing in June, you get double points on all graphic novels. So for me, it's helping move some graphic novels as we just did an inventory of them. And I went, I have how many graphic novels? And so it's a way to help me move them. But also you guys get double points. So just an example.
Yeah.
Next week we have Absolute Watchmen coming in. It's going to be on sale as long as you buy, what is it?
Silk Spectre number one.
Next week you can get Absolute Watchmen for half off, which would be $50. But because you're getting double points, you're going to get 100 points for that purchase. And what? That means you get a $10 off
so
your next purchase.
So it's like $40.
Right. It's $40 for Absolute Watchmen, a $100 book.
Look at that.
So.
Get them while they last.
Yeah, pretty much. I only have 10 coming, so, and I think 4 have been claimed. So.
Is that one for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Five have been claimed.
That's got
and so...
We've got nine coming now.
I don't even like it, but I'm still going to buy it.
That's another podcast.
That's another story, yes. But, so I think it's something that's good for you guys. It's just going to be something to let me do, have a little more fun, a little more variety. A little, you know, you'll get more emails telling you about what's going on, and also each one should have something special, some special promotion.
I will take bribes to add points to your card. $10 gets you 20 points. Just kidding.
That's not good. No.
Face of disapproval.
That's not good.
I'm going to stop at the ATM really quick.
So, but there's something neat. So if you haven't gotten one, come on in and ask for them. I have them.
If you're going to start sending out more emails, you should like send out recommendations and stuff too.
Yes, well that's part of my plan. In the last one, I did have links to reviews, advanced reviews and stuff. Generally, if the idea is I'm going to send, instead of sending an email with the entire list of what's coming, I'm just going to link to that list that I post on the website every week.
Right.
But I'm going to have certain like highlight books. Mm-hmm. Like I had a bunch of them. Like I had like Harbinger 1 from Valiant came out.
Yes.
And I had a link to some preview pages. Mm-hmm. Earth 2, I had a link to James Robinson talking about Alan Scott coming out. So I'm going to try to do
Alan
more
Scott
of that.
Coming out.
Yes.
As what?
As the gay Green Lantern.
What?
Yes, I know. Shocking.
Isn't he married?
In the old.
Well, he was. You have to remember, it's all new.
It's Earth 2.
Yes.
Not only is it Earth 2, it's Earth 2 New 52.
Yes.
Is that like 52 squared?
But you're leaving? That's Donnie's had enough.
Question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, Donnie's.
Sorry, right. We said the bad word.
What'd I say? Nothing. Do 52?
Wait a minute, you don't have your crutch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a lawsuit coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So... Where was I? So I'm going to try to get some more information, some more preview information. Now, I'll try to do more advanced reviews if Marvel ever gets their website working. And actually doing reviews, which I haven't done in a long time because I've been reading about two books a week. So I'm...
Well, it's because you're reading those real
books. Yes, if you... What?
It's because you're reading those real
books. But I'm on book five. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
Because I do this... You guys care, but... I go on reading binges where I'll sit and read a bunch of books, and then I won't pick up a book for 6 months. So I'm in the middle of a binge. It'll be over soon. And then I'll get back to reading comics.
But have you read the Game of Thrones comic?
You know, I started reading it. I started looking at it. And sadly, after watching the show and reading the book, it was kind of like the third time. And I'm kind of like,
why am I
reading this?
Yeah. Is it the same story as the book? Okay.
Yes, so. Exactly the same. So...
See, that would have been a good opportunity to expand the universe, and I've never watched them.
Kind of like what Stephen King is doing. I hear you there.
Dark Tower,
I think part of the thing is though the Dark Tower books are done, so expanding it is good. The Game of Thrones stuff isn't done, so I don't know if the writer would want it being expanded when he hasn't finished telling his story.
True, yeah.
So I think that was one thing that Stephen King really liked about the Dark Tower books, is because it was telling stuff that he didn't know, and he was reading them. Learn, you know, as a story, he was enjoying seeing someone play with his character.
Most of those were written by Peter David, too, right?
Not
Peter David, along with Robin Firth, who was his assistant.
Yeah, his assistant on the Dark Tower books, and actually wrote, Robin had actually written a book that was like the backbone for the backstory that they fleshed out in the comics, sort of like a apocryphal guide to the world and things like that. So I actually need to go back and get those because I liked the first book, but the first, The Gunslinger Born, is just a retelling of the fourth book.
And sadly, I read that, and even just one part of that, and I just remember reading it and going, I've read this. But I've heard the other stuff is.
And that's
is
why
different.
I like to catch up because. Yeah. And the expanded parts of that, the mythology to that series was really cool. It was always a real big draw. That was always what I liked reading in the books, so. Yeah.
Cool. Put Earth 2 in there either.
What?
No Earth 2 either.
God, tell me these things.
I swear this is on the list. This is on the list.
Oh, you missed
on your Comixology list?
Yeah.
I can show you your Comixology list that they told me, but no, I would have added anything that they showed me on there.
Things just showed up like, oh, you read this, you'll like, oh, wait, that happened today.
I did, yes.
Random stuff in my folder.
Exactly. I do try that, but, and it's funny, I get that a lot where, oh, you know what I like. Just throw anything you think I might like. And it's like,
really?
It was a lot easier when I had, you know, 20, 30 customers. But now, you know, trying to remember what every single, I can't, you know, I have people that, you know, walk in, you know, well, is this on my list? Hang on. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we have a computer.
Right, my memory isn't. I used to be able to do that, but you know, that was when I had one short box of pull files, and that's where all the books were. Now I have a file cabinet plus.
I know.
Use a second.
I probably drive you crazy because a couple nights a week I'll go into my Comixology list and I'm like, oh, I got to fix that. And I'll,
no,
things go in and out, and subscriptions go.
Doesn't
on
matter. I check it. They send me an email once a week, and I just do that. The only thing where it gets confusing, where there's two ads and one remove. And it's and then I sit there going,
thing, or?
Did they want it? Don't they want it? I don't know. Like, they added it, they removed it, they added it, but there's no time, okay. So it says it's been added twice and removed once, and I'm like...
It doesn't give you a timestamp? Oh, that's weird, because I get a timestamp.
Why would you add it twice?
I don't know.
You'd have to remove it to add
I don't know,
it.
But see, I see it on the remove list, and I see it on the add list, and I don't know...
I'm sure I've probably done that once, where probably something that I was like, all right, I want that, and then later on I was like,
well, they must.
Yeah. That
they must want it because if they did add, you can't add. You can't add the same book twice.
Right, but you don't know.
So you would have to
do
add.
I don't know.
If you're saying Comixology won't let you do that.
Okay.
You can't add the same book.
Well, Comixology is having some trouble. Like everybody who gets Deadpool, they had the Deadpool trade on their list this week. Everybody who gets Red Lanterns had the Red Lantern trade on this week. Nobody
with Avengers X-Men. It gave me every variant.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that happened.
Also, it had nobody getting the Mighty Thor annual this week.
Yeah.
Well, what's the chance of that?
Last
it had nobody getting Dark Avengers.
Yeah.
Even so.
That was what you missed in my
last mind. Week, actually.
A Deodato cover. You missed it.
Yeah.
Hacker.
Both the Earth 2 and the Boys are on here. So they're screwing something up
at
Comixology.
We'll look at it. I think I still have the list up, so we'll look at it.
It is.
Colin, so you see what I'm saying.
We're just picking on Colin.
Because
they're
mean to me.
Well, no, I'm not aiming at you. I'm just saying they're screwing something up at Comixology.
The Comixology list is a handy tool. I like it, but sometimes it is.
It's not working as well as it should.
I noticed last week I tried to check to see what was coming out this week in my pull list, and it said I had nothing pulled for this week, but this was my biggest week. I was like, that's not possible because, obviously, I'm going to get Morrison's action.
I really think they're focusing on
digital.
They are.
I agree.
Yeah.
And not...
Well, I think they want... The pull list thing is nice because I think they want it to be that sort of community where everyone can log on and say, this is what I pulled and here's what I want to talk about. But that's why I hang out with you guys. I want to talk about it with you guys. I don't really want to talk about it with strangers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my problem is I think... I forget what I'm paying, $35, $40 a month for that. And there's only 20-some of you guys using it. And the errors are frustrating for me, too. And then I don't know which you are actively using it and which you set it up at the beginning and haven't looked at it again.
Right.
So now it's like, I think, does he still want it? Wait, I pulled it off his list, but still in his Comixology. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do a lot of, hey, do you still want this? Do you, sending you emails where you're.
Yeah.
So it's. Yeah.
No.
It does okay. The other problem I have with them is anything that has a comma in the title totally messes up when I go, because it goes on a spreadsheet and it shifts everything. Like Frankenstein, comma, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. moves everything over one after the comma. Same with, because it's a comma-separated file.
Right.
Same with Scooby-Doo does that. iVampire does that. and then I have fun with stuff where it has the in the title, like The Mighty Thor, The Boys.
The
so in their list, that's under T's.
Right.
So I'm looking under mine, it's under B's. And it's like, they don't want the boys anymore. And then, because I didn't look to see that it's under T, so.
Well, if people aren't using it, why don't you just get rid of it?
Yeah, it's one of those. I keep thinking about it.
That T section has got to be getting huge then.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of the stuff in there.
And the Fury of Firestorm, the Savage Hawk, man. It's just it's.
Does Moby let you email the list directly? Probably not.
There is a way where I can email out your. Pull list. The problem is, I could. It would just be Tuesday night after I accept the order. I could do it. No, I mean, I can't do it. It doesn't show in your poll until it's in your poll.
You get it,
So it is something I could do now that I have more people's emails and can put it in the system. Yeah, that is something I could do.
Well, it's like you were saying, you don't know how many people are just that set it up and let it go and how many people. Because I know I look at it every now and then just to see what I'm going to get.
But then, I know Matt started and hasn't looked at it since.
Exactly.
So I know he has like four things on. It's like, I know he's getting more than four things.
That's like the difference between some people who would come in and say, here's my subscriptions, and other people.
I'm going to get 40 books a week.
Give me the card
a month.
Give me the card back.
Right. But that's like the difference between some people who would come in and say, here's the books I want, I'll be back in every week to get those books, and there's other people that come in and want to scan the racks.
Right, and that's great, and it's funny because it's a combination. There's one guy that would always come in and scan the racks and come up, and I finally got him in the system, and now he just comes up and gets his books and never goes and looks on the shelf. I'm like...
When I'm working and I see people do that, I'm always like...
Well, one, you're very trusting.
No, but it's like, they just come up and they look through their books and then they just buy it. They're like, go look around, see what's new. I guess some people like what they like. I like...
Right.
I mean, every week I try to buy something new.
Yeah.
And if I don't like it, that's $3, whatever, but... I can't find something new every week.
But it is funny because every week I have books left over at the end, which I shouldn't because the computer says, you know, check it in, pull 8, and so there should be 8
going
every week. So I've missed somebody or something. Right. So,
but some nobody
don't
noticed.
Trust me too much. Well, yeah, or they just didn't realize they didn't have it. And sadly, Mobi used to be set up. These people care. Used to be set up where at the end of your transaction it would show what was in your file.
Okay.
So I could see if I missed something or you put something back, but now it does it in the middle of the transaction, which makes no sense.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I gotta look a little further and see if I can move that. Because it shows what I just rung up. So what it shows then doesn't make sense, but that's a computer glitch on my end. No, I already paid enough for this one.
I'll write it for 10% of your profits. No.
He'll give you
great, so I'd make nothing. That'd be great.
Somehow we landed in
that's
Shark
a 10% of profit.
Yeah.
Not revenue.
Okay.
So what,
well, I know you were talking about you really like the boys, and I'm not allowed to talk about the boys anymore because all I do is hype the boys, so I'll sit back and let you talk about the boys.
60, what came out today, 67?
Yeah.
So 65.
Today was good. Last month's was a little slow.
That was interesting.
It was interesting, but just
the end with Huey and what's her name? I don't remember the name. The blonde chick that was a superhero.
Oh,
but 65, Annie. Yeah. Annie. 65 was one of the best comics I've read in a long time. With the end of the war between Butcher and
Homelander,
which really wasn't Homelander that did all the bad things. It was Black Noir who was. Homelander's psychopathic twin brother clone.
Yeah.
Don't just
take it all away. Spoilers. Oh, sorry.
It's been out for 2 months. I can talk about it.
But the trade just, or is that
the trade? I don't know if that has that in or the stuff before.
It. Let me see. It's right there. It's on the top corner.
What I wonder when he was talking to himself in the mirror through various episodes, issues, and stuff like that. Which one was doing it?
It was him, but he's seeing, like, these pictures of stuff that he did, and he's going, I don't remember doing this, but it wasn't, like, that family, he probably did do that, but because he thought he had done all these bad things, where in turn he had, like, the picture of him eating the baby, that wasn't him.
Yeah, but did you guys see it coming?
Yes, right.
Not a lot, but, like, I mean, that was the twisted thing, he did things because he thought he'd done them in the past.
Hmm.
So he thought he was already corrupt. I mean, it was just a total mind game. It, like, he saw all this evidence that he was already a weird psychopath, baby
killer. Like, there was that one
killer.
Scene where he was, like, in a fetal position in the bathroom. Yeah.
So, did either of you see it coming?
No.
Like, I didn't even see it coming, like, in that issue. I didn't even. Because he's talking to MM or Mother's Milk or whatever his name is, which is another weird thing from the boys, but. He's like, you know, Black Noir, and he's like, talk about it. So I'm like, what's going on? Oh, my God, he's a clone.
Yeah. I started picking up, like, that issue, but before that, I didn't
know
that
occurred. No, but when they were standing in the Oval Office and he takes off his mask, and he's like, oh, snap.
Yeah, that was...
That was awesome. And then he pops his head off with the crowbar. That was awesome.
And it was also interesting that the government was prepared.
Yeah.
They had little boxes that could detect superpowers. Yeah. Well, I guess it tracks whatever I forget what it stands for, but I guess it tracks that because they put it on all the weapons, so they had guidance systems. And
but yeah, I definitely see that this series is going to end, and there will be no sequel. There will be no, this is going to
I don't think there could be.
Yeah.
But it's been such a great ride, but
Frenchie,
I talk about it too much.
Frenchie?
Well,
what is it? Yeah. The Frenchman,
yeah.
Lost half an arm. I mean, yeah. And the Wolverine.
The female is laughing now, which is scary in itself.
Well, because she caught Huey pleasuring himself.
Yes. So, anyway. Say the hamster made a return this issue, too.
Oh, yeah, he's making the hamster lose weight. Ryan, ask us afterwards, because that's a family.
Okay.
That's not a family-friendly funny story.
All right.
No, it's been...
Anyway, so Donnie, Rob, what have you read lately?
That's not Morrison.
That's
sorry.
Not Morrison.
Nothing. Anything if it's not Morrison, it's crap.
If I'm not reading it, I'm rereading it. I had said that I was done. Now I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm catching up on Daredevil. Wade's Daredevil. Colin's laughing.
At I'm now seeing the Mike Myers Saturday Night Live. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm catching up on Wade's Daredevil. I'm really liking it. I just got the Omega Effect crossover because I'd missed the Avenging Spider-Man and Punisher issues when they first came out, and so I got the reprints. Which, now I'm tempted to get the reprint of the Daredevil issue because Marvel doesn't tell you that when they do the reprints of these three issues, they're going to make a really awesome interlocking cover that says, you know, one more, Omega Effect, I almost said one more day, not that again, Omega Effect, and it's got the really cool Marco Cicchetto art behind it, which, that's another thing, I'd never seen Marco Cicchetto's art, and he draws all three issues.
He's done, yeah, he's been doing Punisher.
Yeah, he's been doing Punisher, but it's really cool.
Yeah, it is a weird style, but it's cool. I like it. It's different.
It is.
It's a little photo, a little rough.
I noticed that his backgrounds are kind of photoed. They're almost photoshopped. It looked like he kind of went to Google Images and grabbed some Grand Central Station pictures and maybe just, you know, sketched them up in Photoshop a little bit. But it's cool. It works.
That's not the one where they're standing in front of the church-looking building, is it? That was
Yeah.
is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the story
was
cool.
I thought that was already out.
Yeah. No, I like the story. The story was cool.
My problem with the story, especially having read all the Daredevil issues, is just... Nothing. He has this thing. These other groups want it. He taunts them with it, and in the end, he has this thing, and the other groups want it. And nothing's happened other than in the Punisher. That's the only one character that was affected in any way. And that's just he lost his partner, who he'd had for what, two or three issues. So that was my only problem with it. It was just I don't want to call it an event, but a storyline where nothing really happened.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that. I mean, for anyone who hasn't read it, the idea here is that Daredevil has gotten a hold of a piece of a Fantastic Four costume, the actual Four logo, but it's a data drive that holds secrets to all the big criminal organizations in the Marvel Universe. So S.H.I.E.L.D., AIM and HYDRA and a couple other ones.
I think they just made up for this.
Yeah, it's Dark Spectre, Black Spectre.
Yeah.
So all these people are targeting
Daredevil.
Which
Nick when
now.
We need him.
Right, exactly. Continuity King. All these people are targeting Daredevil now, and by extension, Matt Murdock, because everyone knows that he's Daredevil.
Any one of them gets it, they're going to have power over the others, so there's... Yeah.
So his idea for Omega Effect is that him and Punisher and Spider-Man are going to team up, and they're going to pretend to destroy it in front of these criminal organizations so that they will think that it's gone and no one will, you know, have a problem with Daredevil anymore. They'll stop chasing him. And I think what Wade was going for is to say, like, here's going to be the story where Daredevil makes a plan that doesn't work out, but it came, like you said, it came off more of like, okay, well, nothing happened, as opposed to that sort of, you're building to the triumphant victory, and then it turns into this awful defeat. It wasn't an awful defeat for Daredevil, and it wasn't
just at the end, he's still wearing it around his neck, remember going, where did we go? Yeah. Where did this go?
Right. Out of all of it, I'd say it made me more interested in reading Punisher. I'm going to pick up the next issue.
Yeah, I had missed a couple Punishers. Yeah.
So. Punisher's been pretty good, I love Greg Rucka. So
me too.
And what's interesting is everything I've read of Greg Rucka minus Wolverine has been him writing a woman.
Right.
And he does that so well, and now he's writing... Well, I guess, you know what, he introduced that...
He brought in Cole. I'm sorry, Al. She keeps...
Yeah, Cole Ash, Cole something.
I guess her maiden name was Cole, but her husband's name was Alves, and her husband died, and that's why she's...
Yeah, so he brought her in, but it's just an interesting to see him writing a male lead as opposed to a female for... Because, I mean, he wrote Wonder Woman, Batwoman...
Queen and Country, Stumptown.
Queen and Country,
I think those both have female protagonists.
Yeah.
And, the other thing that I've been reading...
What are you trying to say?
Oh, I'm just saying he does that well, and just interesting.
He has... Rucka has a webcomic that he's doing with Rick Bruchette.
I saw that. I haven't read it yet.
It's actually really interesting. It's a steampunk book. It's called Lady Saber and the Pirates of the Ineffable Aether. And,
it's a mouthful.
It is. It really is. But it's kind of like Wild West mixed with British imperialism mixed with weird science fiction and pirates. So this Lady Saber rides a pirate ship that floats through space, and they call whatever the energy is that carries the ships through space is the Aether. And she has stolen some sort of artifact that a lot of other people want, and this other person has the key. So people are chasing her to get the artifact, and someone's chasing him to get the key, which opens the artifact. So apparently.
It sounds like he did some drugs with Warren Ellis, because that sounds a lot like...
It's really out there.
What was that book that he never finished? Oh, wait. Shit, narrow that down. Captain Swing and the Electric Something.
Oh, yeah, that finished.
Did it?
Yeah, eventually.
But it had a woman flying a pirate ship with... Anything.
Yeah.
So here's... go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope maybe Rucka will do, like, a printed edition of that sometime. Because I don't mind reading it digital, but I'd like to see that art bigger rather than just on my tablet or on my computer screen.
So as I'm reading Twitter during the podcast, sorry for not paying attention, but...
rules.
Jeff Lemire posted a DC announced original Batman digital comics starting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
With A-list creators. So this is kind of interesting. Digital only, 99 cent. June 7th, The Butler did it by Damon Lindelof?
Creator of Lost.
Uh-huh. Okay. With artwork.
And writer of Ultimate Wolverine versus Hulk.
Yes.
And, so hopefully this will take less than 17 years
issue.
To finish.
It's one issue. Done.
Okay.
Single issue. These are out of continuity. With artwork by Jeff Lemire.
Yes. I remember they announced that a while ago. That was when they announced their big digital initiative with they're going to do Justice League Beyond, Batman Beyond, Superman Beyond, all
so
that.
So they have a new book every day, it seems, now.
Yes.
Monday in Palmiotti's The Ami Kami Girls. Tuesday is The Arkham Unhinged. Wednesday is The Beyond Universe. Thursday is this Legends of the Dark Lake that starts tomorrow. And Friday is Smallville.
Yes.
But I think the part I wanted to mention here was there's three that Colin and I will really like. Crisis of Identity by B. Clay Moore and artwork by Ben Templesmith. So Ben Templesmith drawing Batman. That will be...
Yeah. Are these minis or is it ongoing?
It's just they like are, one-shots. They're like small short stories out of continuity of Batman. It just says Adventures of Batman outside of New 52 continuity.
But it's only digital.
My guess is they'll collect them in... Like, the Batman Beyond, they do, three issues in a printed issue every month, or four issues in a print issue every month.
Smallville's online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I bet they'll do that eventually. You'll be able to pick it up in print at some point. But that's interesting. I like the, Ben Templesmith drawing Batman to me just seems...
That could be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with his art.
I've seen it, yeah. Did he do one of the 30 Days of Night books?
Yeah, he helped create 30 Days of Night, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
So, Donnie, what have you read lately that you liked?
Well, I only got a couple of things last week, but Wolverine and the X-Men continues to be a better version of Avengers versus X-Men than the actual book.
Yeah, that was good.
It's like a lot more emotion and feeling in that than... I guess the real series is so wide that you can't...
It was weird only because I just read the X-Men... Was it Legacy? Yeah, Legacy, where it has them defending the school against the Avengers, and then you're reading that one, and they're watching, I think in that one they were watching, like, on iPads, stuff going on, and I just remember it was just a disconnect, reading. I guess I read them in the wrong order. So that was just a little weird.
At least there's not first-person interviews in it.
Oh, God,
But the other thing last week was America's Got Powers, which... I'm not getting rid of it yet, but the second issue wasn't as enjoyable as the first one.
I agree. It was a lot slower. You still have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it progressed much, if any.
Other than, it was a kind of an interesting reveal that the kids aren't dying.
Wait, we're talking about America's Got Powers?
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting reveal that the kid that they all thought was like a superhero but had no powers is like the most powerful of them all.
Right, but they haven't really explained it yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that in the first one.
Well, they talked a lot about it. They put him in the penthouse now. And I love the art in that book. I mean, it's nice to see Brian Hitch doing interiors again. Hopefully he can keep up, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen anything he's done since when he was on Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And he did... Did he do... Wasn't he the guy that did Civil War?
No, that was McNiven.
McNiven, yeah. He did one of the big Marvel events.
Ooh, I'm sorry, which artist?
Hitch. Oh, he did Ultimates.
Yeah, he did Ultimates. And I think that's all he did for Marvel. He did Ultimates for the longest
covers.
Time.
He did
Fantastic Four with Miller.
Yeah, so now he's taking his time off.
He has eye problems.
Oh. It's like a...
Sorry.
Rags Morales.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that he's heard that, he won't be calling in ever.
Great. Sorry, Brian. Just watch your eye. Make sure the eyes point the same direction.
Right, right.
One of my little quirks.
It is very important.
Trying to think. I read, last night there were a couple books I had to read. We had friends over, so I had to sneak them in. But I thought before Watchmen, I'm not going to give any spoilers because I know a lot of people haven't read it, but it was one of those, I had really high hopes for this just based on the creative teams, and really high hopes for this one because it was Darwin Cook, who...
Is it all Darwin? Is this
this one's all Darwin. This one, no, this is the one he wrote and drew, and I really think this was, he really, this was outstanding. Darwin Cook art just... He's the perfect guy to be writing a book that's taking place in the 50s and 60s. Basically, it's introducing you, and sometimes just little two-page intros to all of the Minutemen, who were the original Watchmen, or the precursor to the Watchmen. It's the Silhouette, Captain Metropolis, Dollar Bill, the Moth. And it was just really well done. It's setting up a lot of stuff, like he's moving into the apartment where in Watchmen he's killed.
Right.
He's taking his little statue out saying, boy, I guess this is like my gold watch. The statue that's going to end up killing him.
Right.
You're seeing him. And it's just, you know, the foreshadowing, the stuff you already know, it's just neat seeing this. He'd sent off a copy to his agent of the book that eventually you know gets written. Yep. So it's neat that way, but it's introducing these characters that Moore just really mentioned in passing, and mostly in a text piece. You really didn't see them much in the book at all. So most people who ignored the text pieces really don't know about these.
That's kind of why that's I'm the guilty. Only one I didn't get.
Yeah, but it's really neat. And like I said, Darwin Cook's art. There's a sequence with the Silk Spectre that just is so much sexier than anything of this good girl art, and you know,
now, it's is just, that next week? The Silk Spectre.
Silk Spectre books next week. Where that's the daughter.
Yeah.
Where this is the original Silk Spectre. Yeah. The mom.
But this is Darwin Cook and Amanda Connor.
No, this is just Darwin Cook writing this one. Next week is Darwin Cook and Amanda.
He's writing it. She's drawing.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
But this one was
Amanda
just. You get to the end and it's just really, really enjoyable. And I just kind of went. Yeah. Okay. I want this to be great because I mean I'm a fan of Watchmen, but I'm also a fan of this. I think this is a neat idea. I understand the outrage and the uproar from people, but I also understand DC's position of, hey, here's a way to make money.
We have a license.
Why not do it?
We should make money, whatever.
Yeah, so, but I'm just happy that they put really top people on it, and now,
I think if
part
you
one, I'm happy.
I think if you didn't put top people on it, I don't think people would buy it.
Sure.
I'll tell you personally, if it was B-list creators, I would not buy any of his books, but I'd buy them in trade.
Well, I think it's that they realize now, maybe this is a part of the something that came to them from the reboot or not, but with big properties, I think they know they're going to have to put the big names on it. Like, you know, they opened Justice League right out of the gate with Jeff Johns and Jim Lee. So with Watchmen, especially with Watchmen being what it is, you know, everyone regards Watchmen so highly, they're not going to put just anybody on it. You know, I couldn't see them ever doing like, oh, we're going to do a Watchmen Minutemen ongoing starring, you know, written by Joe Schmo and John Smith. You know, so, but like you said, I'm glad that they got big names. This Darwin Cook issue was great. It's classic Darwin
Cook. Have you read it?
Yeah, I just read it today before we started. It's really good. It reminds me of everything else that he's done. It reminds me of Parker. It reminds me of New Frontier. It reminds me of all of that. And it's great. The art is great. The writing is great. And
I mean, I'm not a huge Darwin Cook fan, but I did like the Parker stuff. Mm-hmm. And New Frontier was good. I'm not one of those people who think it's one of the greatest books ever.
Yeah, but I mean, it's if you like his style,
then
you like his style of writing, I think people will like it.
And there's going to be, I mean, I've already seen message boards, you know, slamming, and you're going to get that, and I think you just kind of got to ignore it on this, because, you know, like, people are saying, nobody's going to buy this, yet it's going to be one of the top books of the month, you know, magically.
It doesn't change, you and I were talking about this before we started the podcast, it doesn't change the fact of what Moore and Gibbons created in the first place. It doesn't change the original story at all.
Yeah, as long as it fits into the continuity, they don't, try to work it into the New 52 universe, like, this was the 50s of the New 52.
This is Earth 51.
Right, as long as they don't try to do that, and they keep what Alan Moore did intact, I think it'll be fine.
One neat thing in the Bleeding Cool magazine preview, free while they last, I read the only thing I read in it was the Len Wein interview,
right.
And it was kind of funny. He's like, he had a he had written before, he had written a video game which had Night Owl and Rorschach.
Yeah,
so he's like, and of course they give him Ozymandias because, you know, a character he hasn't worked on.
Right.
But he said that the last panel of the last issue is the first panel that he appears in Watchmen.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of, this is what led up to Watchmen is going to be his story. And it's like, neat. This is the guy who's the editor of the book at the time who had knew what was going on.
Right.
So that's kind of neat. So I
played that video game with...
Well, there you go.
And it was pretty bad.
No.
I mean, the writing was fine, but
the writing was outstanding.
It was meant to be a prequel of the movie.
And that came out.
It's a tie-in. Kind of
that was that. It was the one that was arcade on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
just a side-scrolling beat-em-upper.
I haven't read Watchmen since when all the hoopla leading up to the movie.
It's
been a couple years since I've read it, so I'm looking forward to the Absolute. I don't know if I'll read it, but I'll definitely flip through that. So another one that came out today that we'll talk about next week. We'll talk about the Watchmen, I'm sure, next week too. But AVX5 has an ending that I realize it's definitely the end of Act One. It's just. What? So we'll talk about that not in a bad way, just in a the book had been moving in a certain direction,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't go away. I don't think anyone was really expecting. So
and that I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Never mind.
It's the last JRJR.
Yes, that is exactly what I was going to ask.
I had
you.
A feeling you'd be.
Is this the last Romita?
This is the last John Romita issue.
Oh, thank the issue. Lord! That is such a. He draws like women look like 10-year-old boys. Come on, learn how to draw hair.
But it's kind of funny though, because same thing though. I was reading an Uncanny X-Men drawn by Land, and Hope looked like a 22-year-old stripper. So,
that's probably where the argument.
Right. Oh, I understand, but it's just
in a strip club
funny.
With a sketch pad. Like, hey.
So,
hold still a second.
Another one of the big ones this week was Earth 2 that I thought was very, very good. For all the distractions and hoopla, it was pretty seamless.
Out in this?
Yes. Well, it's not so much come out, but there's a guy and he proposes to him. But it's nice because there was two cliffhangers in it. Which really makes you want to read the next issue to see what happens.
I don't mind with Alan Scott, but the first headline I saw about that only said Green Lantern gay. And I was ready to lose it.
Yeah, that's...
Hal's as big of a hound dog as Bruce.
No, that's my biggest problem with this whole thing.
I'd
now,
like
I'm sure,
if them make Guy Gardner gay. That would have been hilarious.
I'm sure it was James Robinson wanted this for a plot point or something.
Yeah.
And they said, that's fine, go ahead. But as far as... I've said this on Facebook before. Could you have picked a worse character? Because exactly that. Green Lantern is gay. Oh, the one from the movie? No. Oh, the black guy on the cartoon? No.
Yeah.
Oh, the angry guy? No. Oh, the young guy? No.
No.
You know, so now we're at our fifth choice of Green Lantern.
Kyle.
Kyle Rayner.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're the fifth guy. Oh, what are the Guardians like? Oh, he's not that kind of Green Lantern.
He's magic based.
What? You know, so. Yeah.
Is he the old guy from the 50s?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy that runs around with the.
Tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
That's the Flash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he runs around with them. They were buddies.
Yeah,
right.
Friends, yeah.
Is that who he proposed to?
But no.
I was wondering how that might affect. Because they're making a sequel to that, aren't they?
To what?
The movie?
The Green Lantern?
Maybe.
I was wondering how that would affect.
Nah, because it's Alan Scott. He's
But I mean, I wonder if
the
people who don't know better are going to be like, well, I don't want to go see some
right.
Yeah, a lot of media outlets had picked up. They said, Green Lantern gay.
And then a picture
of Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. And, so the public's opinion already.
Yeah. Letterman even said something last night.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that was a poor decision on them because of that.
The solution is we just need to have another reboot and fix everything. And make it really simple for everybody. We'll just condense it down to 12 Earths.
Stop it.
Mono-Earth 52.
Multiversity.
Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting for it. Please, Grant, write it faster.
I'm trying to think which else
I'm waiting for All-Star Wonder Woman by Adam Hughes, too. So. We'll see which one gets here first.
Or All-Star Batgirl by Jeff Johnson.
Did she get out of hell yet?
No, she's still in Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But that's been good. That has been good.
Oh, you're not liking it?
I'm just so tired of people going to hell.
Like, well, this was
I
want to
pick it back up.
Yeah.
I got the first couple, and then then there was all that. And when she gets out of there, I'll buy it again.
Right. But I think in this case, it's because there's the three main factions you have. Zeus, what's Zeus? Hera? Yeah, Zeus, who's the god of the sky, who's gone missing.
Yeah,
and you never. And Hera is now in charge of that. You have Poseidon, who's the
sea,
and Hades, who's
hell.
Then we have Apollo doing.
Yeah, but so you have them fighting for power. So as opposed to Wolverine went to hell and now he's back. and Namor went to hell and he's back. Oh, and Thor's in hell and he's back.
Hey, Wolverine went to hell, but Puck helped him get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come Sabretooth gets to come back but not Puck?
You know, there's a free Puck's preview back in the little giveaway.
His neck is Velcro and just right back on.
Yeah, Puck is back. But he was
LMD. Oh, okay. It wasn't actually Sabretooth.
I thought it was a clone.
Going to be the Vision in the next one.
I thought that's what I read was that they were doing a bunch of genetic clones of him or something.
Great. Yeah, what an original concept.
Marvel needs to release it in How to Escape from Hell issue.
Yeah.
Hosted by Sabretooth, Wolverine.
And Puck.
And Puck, yes.
You gotta have Puck.
Yes.
Namor can have the afterword.
So a trade that came out this week that I really like, changing topics, was the Activity.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned
that. What was it? People were asking me what it's about. I'm like,
it's Nathan Edmondson who is Jake Ellis and Grifter and Dancer, which issue one came out two weeks ago, which was also fantastic. And Edmondson, I hate to say, is a one-trick pony, but his books are all about warfare and spy and espionage kind of stuff. And this is really talking about a group called the Intelligence something. It's some part of the actual government that is like a very small special forces kind of team, SEAL-like, but they handle more
specific threats.
Yeah, more tactical stuff, not like go kill, Osama. But it's very interesting. It's a good combination of war and spy stuff, and it's all very... Like, I was reading The Boys with Grant Morrison, or...
Garth Ennis.
Garth Ennis, thank you.
Oh, that'd be so much better, though, if Morrison was writing. Oh,
God. And it's kind of weird, because, like, they had A-10s and F-15s and older technology type war. This is all very F-22s and very new, very forward-thinking warfare kind of book. And it's very good. The art is... great, and I can't remember the guy's name right now. But yeah, it is really good. And he wrote Dancer too, which was very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Came out 2 weeks ago. Another spy book at this point. I can't really know where it's going other than people with sniper rifles and a ballerina running around in the subway with a guy that was apparently a former special agent of something.
Oh, well, there you go.
So. But very cool. I'm trying to think. I read a lot last week, and American Vampire, still good.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, Colin, you were saying earlier, you have, reading binges, and I kind of do that. Like, I read stuff when I get it, but then it doesn't really sink in, so then I go back and reread, the past, 5 to 10 issues of that in one sitting. So I reread the Batman, Snyder's Batman.
Oh, okay.
Because I got the graphic novel. I hadn't read the collection yet, so I've been rereading that.
Did you buy the issues and the hardcover?
I did.
Wow, you're dedicated.
Guy. Well, I can't decide if...
Double points. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's that and...
Actually, that's going through my mind right now. So maybe I should pick that up, too, because it's a nice hardcover, and I would get double points.
I bought it because... I bought
Who's going to buy the issues now, though?
Yeah. Well, I
can't get issue 4. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Of what?
Batman.
I think you can.
Well, you're out of it, so okay. Maybe if you want to order it.
I have everything I'm out of that I was out of last week is coming next week. So.
I bought the hardcover of Batman and I bought the trade of Animal Man because I wanted to see if DC was going to change up their trades and hardcovers any since the reboot. Because it seemed like they were going to change it a little bit. And it is nice now because they've taken greater efforts to let you know what issues are collected in the book. I know some people had an issue with that of just saying, I just want to pick up a Batman book, but how do I know if I've read what came before or what after?
So on the back, you actually see...
It's on the back, it says, this collects issues 1 through 7 of
Batman. For 6 years.
Yeah, and not only that, they also have numbers on the spine now, too. So it's not just Batman Volume 1. It's, Batman Volume 1, where Animal Man was Animal Man Volume 1, The Hunt.
That's great, because...
It is.
It's very frustrating, especially when we get DC hardcovers in that are shrink-wrapped.
Yes.
And somebody will go, what issues are in this book? And you go,
well, don't know yet. Can't look at the fine print.
Hang on, let me go look that up online for you.
Google it. Yeah. So, the quality of the hardcovers and the trades has gone up. I know the last couple
and
of trades.
And the price hasn't, so.
The price hasn't. Your Batman was 7 issues for
19?
It was 24.
24, but it was a hardcover.
And Animal Man was 6 issues for 19.
It should have been 15.
That's right, it was 15. Yeah. But the paper quality is up a little bit. I noticed some of their trades before the reboot, the paper was either the same or even sometimes less quality than the issues. But the Animal Man paper in the trade is a little thicker. And same with the Batman stuff. Some people that matters to. Some people doesn't.
It doesn't bother me, the quality. I just wish they'd stick with one.
Right, yeah.
Like,
Pick one.
So like, doesn't it cost you more to have 5 different kinds of paper that you're printing on?
Probably not, because the printer.
Might depend on it's not like how they have to many keep it of in stock. They print, too.
I mean, like, I think they should have two types of paper. One for, like, the essentials, the crappy paper, you just want to read the story and get it.
Well, a lot of Vertigo stuff is on the lesser
and paper. Then it should just there should just be trade stock paper.
It's funny, just talking about paper quality, not to steal Jeremy's thunder or anything, but he's actually contemplating dropping or just getting the Marvel $2.99 books in trade because he can't stand that cover paper.
Yeah, they did.
Really is bothering him.
The cover is the same paper type as the inside. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like not a glossy anymore. It's more of a flat.
And it's not bugging me too much, but it is different holding the book. Yeah. It like folds differently. I've noticed the Daredevil issues that I was reading.
When the humidity hits, we'll see how that survives. That's my concern, that they're going to start curling on the shelf, which is not
good. Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, it's weird.
As long as it doesn't go the Battle Scars way.
That was weird.
That was really
where the
bad.
Cover was worse than the inside.
Oh, that is strange.
It was weird.
Issue had, like, tissue paper cover. And
yeah, that's what people were saying. It was like, one of the quotes was, it's like toilet paper, and then after reading it, it's like used toilet paper.
It's,
he was always Nick Fury.
He was always.
Where's Adam when we need him? I know, right? Line. Yeah.
Where is Adam?
I don't know.
Did he
never texted you back?
But I did.
Oh, Colin's going to text him.
Right. But
where the hell are you? Podcast. Call in.
A little late.
But
you had
asked if I bought the issues and the hardcover. And so the other thing is that I'm trying to decide.
White people like that. I think everybody should do that.
No, of course. Yeah, it helps you. It's a good thing. Everyone should do it. Pittsburgh Comics, come on down.
And double points on those hardcovers.
Double points, this month. But I'm trying to decide if my other problem with DC's trades is that they don't always collect things sequentially. Like, they would collect some Batman books some places, but then when there's a crossover, you get things jumbled, and, you know, what if I just want the Batman issues?
So, like, I kind of wonder how they're going to do Night of Owls.
Right.
Or Night of the Owls, yeah.
I don't want them to do a book where, like, I don't want to have to get issues 8 and 9 of Batman along with every other issue from that crossover, because I didn't read a lot of the crossovers.
Well,
my guess is
those specific issues will be in a Batman book
and
in a Night of Owls book.
Right, that's
true. So I bet they're going to collect all the Night of Owls in one book,
and then
Batman will be in his, Batwings will be in his.
I really hope so, because I like the trades. I like rereading books as a trade. I don't mind rereading issues, but it becomes an issue if it's a problem if I've already bagged them and boarded them and they're already put away, and then I'm like, oh, I want to read this, but now I got to go through and dig them out and unbag them and read them again and then bag them again. So it's a matter of, do I want to buy the trades for stuff that I really like so I can reread it, or is it something that I won't reread again?
See, I have a little different problem than you guys, just in the sense I take the stuff home to read and bring it back to the store.
Right.
So I can't go dig something out to go, what happened here? I'm at the home, the books are here, and it's just one of those.
Your long box is two rooms.
Yes.
In McMurray. Yeah.
It was funny, because I used to feel, when I first opened, I felt guilty about taking stuff home, and I'd read about, you know, I guess managers or employees of stores, you know, only reading the stuff that they buy and take home. And it was like, you know what, I already bought it, you know, so I'm pretty careful with them.
I mean, if you damage it, you take the money out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
Cares?
So, but it does lead to a problem where, or I'll bring home issue 10, not realizing I hadn't read issue 9. So you're just sitting there going,
I guess my other thing, and I don't know if you guys have, it would end up buying the graphic novels other than the issues. Now I'm going to have a bunch of issues laying around that I'm not going to read because I bought the graphic novel, which I know I could donate them some places, but I don't really know where I could
sell them back to Colin.
Well,
if Let's not start a mad rush of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's. I would feel kind of crappy being like, all right, here's the last year's backstock of everything I bought from you. You know, that's.
I got a lot of great
lots
90s
of people
stuff.
Do that. Oh, God, no, right. Not the 90s stuff.
Well, because I know you have your back issue sales and things like that, too. But
yeah,
know,
no, I buy stuff all the time. I buy stuff back from people.
So. Well, I mean, you're not like a certain person who used to shop here that would read like four issues of something, hate it, and sell them all back immediately.
Well,
it's what it is. Some stuff I don't mind getting back. Other stuff, it's like, crap, I couldn't sell this to start with. I don't need this back. Right. But that's part of the, for me, that's just part of business.
Ooh,
right?
You could start buying back issues for points.
I would
sell back issues for points.
Well, people might.
I mean, it's just getting money to the store credit, essentially.
Well, I'd also investigated the idea of having my books bound.
Yeah.
I know Sean Wheatley has done
that. Yeah, Jeremy's done that.
Oh, has he? I didn't know.
I think or has done it or has talked about doing it.
I know he said that he was talking about it. I don't know if he'd done
it
yet, but...
I've seen Wheatley's in person, and they're beautiful. I mean, they're hardbound.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man run that he's really proud of is, like, got, like, gold Spider-Man logo on the ends and all the... I mean, it's very nice looking. It's very well done. I mean,
and
obviously the inside's comics, but...
Well, they look nice, and that's I like the idea, too. It's like, you know, these are the comics that I bought on Wednesdays. Not only is this book mine, but it's been mine, you know, and I collected it. It's got that value to it. But I've noticed some of the binders are putting their prices up now. It's just getting more... And the shipping could be really expensive. I think the two places that I know a lot of people use, one's in Colorado and the other one's in San Francisco. So it's, do I want to ship halfway across the country or all the way across the country? And then pay for it on the way back, too. So I looked into binding myself, learning how to bind it myself, which isn't too hard.
Talk to Sean and see if he'd throw it in his bag and take it with him.
True. I didn't think about that.
And fly back. So, although he's not coming to Pittsburgh as much right now. He's
right. Yeah, he's doing Ireland and Australia right now, isn't he?
Yeah, New Zealand, I think.
But those are the nerdier OCD aspects of my collecting that I...
Staple gun and some cardboard, I can bind.
That's great.
All right, I will bring them. I
got a hot
stack.
Glue gun.
Yeah.
I will bring you a Sharpie so you can draw that bat logo on the spine for me.
No problem.
I'll take calligraphy just so it looks a little nicer.
Right.
Ooh.
Awesome. Knew I could count on you, Don.
Yeah, we used to have a book binder at my last job.
Yeah.
Did you get
anything bound?
Not comic related.
Oh.
They print out like 300-page PDFs of technical crap and
turn your e-books into a book.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here, bind this.
Doing this the wrong way. Yeah. No.
Nice. Yes, I'm killing a forest. Bind it.
Colin, did you mention what you've been reading? Or was that the boys? Or did we?
Yeah, no, I read a lot of stuff this week. The Earth 2. I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the World's Finest this week. Dial H. I took home a lot of stuff. I just didn't get a lot of.
You didn't read Dial H yet?
No, and I want to read. I've heard good things about the Harbinger.
Oh, that was what I wanted to ask about. Who read Exo Manowar?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I've heard good things. I mean, nothing against it, just my...
Valiant stuff doesn't appeal to me,
I read half of it. There's, like, this whole Roman Empire war kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a spaceship, and I was like, what? I'm done.
Well, that's the thing. It's a old-time, like, barbarian now in the present in an Iron Man outfit.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't finish it. I just gave up halfway through and said, I can't read this.
You know what's funny is...
Quitter.
And then tried to sell it back.
No, not yet. I'm going to buy all of Valiant number ones because, you know, I want to be like Mike.
Well, I remember when they announced it, I was thinking, wait, Exo Manowar sounds familiar. So I went crawling through my back issues of just random stuff that I've acquired over the years. And I found a chromium-covered Exo Manowar number 0. Yeah, with Joe Quesada art. So the chromium, I'm sure, is worth millions, according to Nick. But it was all right. But it was like you said, it was the same.
Yeah,
just about the same story.
And I didn't care for the Roman Empire war crap, and then it was like, spaceship! I'm like, all right, I'm out. I did buy Harbinger number 1. I'll give it a shot.
Right.
That was my new thing of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck?
As well as the other trade.
Yeah, as well as the trade Colin put in my head.
That special thing that he found.
Yeah. My family unfriendly trade.
Yeah.
Lols.
Okay. Well, I'm tired.
So? What's your point? I gotta drive you home.
Yeah.
Where's your car?
What's your point?
Sandy had it. We had, like I said, we had friends in from out of town, so they had her car. So that messed everybody up. They didn't think I was here.
Jeez.
But, so we'll talk at you next week. I think next week will be good. We'll talk more about Watchmen, everybody's views on Watchmen, AVX. Yeah, a lot. This was a big week of books, especially because last week was kind of an off week, being the fifth week.
Yeah, I got a lot of my back reading done last week.
DC first week is big now.
They're all big. Well, because the new 52s come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Swamp Thing, Animal Man. But second week, you got Batman. Third That's week, true. You got Justice League. So.
What's the fourth week?
Wonder Woman.
I was going to mention, I've gone back and reread Justice League from the beginning.
Okay.
And I feel like the first arc reads better all at once.
All at once, okay.
It didn't feel as silly. It was still the normal, just people beating each other up. Jeez, man.
Speaking of Sean Waitley.
But I like where it's going now with the villain's journey thing. I'm really
excited. Yeah, that was interesting. Actually, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was interesting.
I like that Steve Trevor's popping up all over the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
He was in Justice League Dark, and so... You don't have any copies left of the free comic book day, DC, do you?
I can get more. Maybe. I'll see if they're still available.
If you can.
Yeah, I had gotten
that. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Justice League is better all at once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's even on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all